Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance. By the way, if you have a question or a comment that you'd like to ask me, here's the best way to do it. And that's askjim@jbsba.com. That way we can get you an answer if you got a question about your business or if you got a comment you'd like to make about the show or anything like that. askjim@jbsba.com, and we'll be glad to do that with our with the way our show works, because we're now on the satellite 24/7. We're up on the satellite 24/7. That means that we're live 2 hours a day, but we're rebroadcasting the other 22 hours. And so we do this to make sure that radio stations have the maximum opportunity to take our show, because they might not have an opening when we're live. And so by having our own 24/7 satellite channel, just like the Fox or ABC or any of those guys have their own 24/7, so do we. So does the Small Business Network. And so that allows our radio stations to take our show whenever they want it. And because, as you know, our shows are so content-driven that it just makes it a lot easier for you to be able to get to us by using email rather than a phone call. So that's the reason we do it that way. So check it out. Give us a shout by email, askjim@jbsba.com, including if you've got a criticism, if you got something you'd like to say, if you don't like something about what we're doing. We like to hear that about that too. We don't mind that at all. In fact, that leads us right perfectly into what I want to talk about today. By the way, Rosalind Glickman, we're having some technical difficulty hooking up with her. Maybe she'll be along in a little bit. But I want to continue to talk about something, that I want to talk about with her that I think is very important. That's the way we think, the way our minds think, and especially with regard to negativity, anything negative. You know, I just ask you to, you know, nobody likes to hear a criticism. Nobody likes that. No, I don't care who they are. It's not fun. It's not something anybody enjoys. Even though I just got through saying, please do that for me. Please send me that if you want to. I do want those if you have them. But it doesn't mean that I like getting them. It doesn't mean that it makes me feel good to get them. But here's what I do know. I do know that from that kind of perspective, from those kinds of thoughts, comes two things. Number one, somebody cared enough about what I'm doing to actually take some action. They cared enough about what I'm doing to take some action. And what they have to say, although it might sting a little bit, might be something really good for me and for what I'm doing. It's what I call part of the hardening process, part of the steel hardening process. You know, steel is pretty hard, but it's really not as hard as it can be until they put it through an extra process which hardens it and makes it like, for example, the knives. You know, you can chip away at, you can actually chip steel unless it's really hardened, and then it's more difficult to chip steel. And so when you think of, whenever somebody has a comment to make about you, about what you're doing, try your best, even though it stings a little bit, try to listen to them without being defensive. Try to encourage that to come from those kinds of responses, those kinds of evaluations, those critiques. You want to encourage that kind of thing to come, especially if it can come from what Noah St. John calls, our buddy Noah St. John calls loving mirrors. People whom you know care about you, and they take they take a little bit of risk when they give you a little constructive criticism, don't they? Because they're pretty sure you're not going to like it. They're pretty sure it's not something you're going to want. But it might be something that would be good for you. And here's the rest of the story. Maybe what they're saying isn't exactly what needs to be done, but maybe what they're saying blended with the way you're taking it will morph into something that's beneficial. And I want to talk about that on the other side of these messages. 20 after. It's all about getting better, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about what I call seeking excellence. You don't have to be perfect to be excellent. 20 till. Stay with us. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter when you get there. And by the way, those of you who enjoy the archives, I know many of you do. Many of you, you listen to the show, and I'll just orient you a little bit around what we do. The show is available after the live show, radio and internet, worldwide on the internet. We actually post this entire two-hour live show. We rebroadcast it on the internet as well as on the radio over the satellite, as I mentioned earlier in the previous segment. But we also have it up on demand online on our website and some other websites like Office Depot, for example. And we actually make that available online for your streaming 100% at your convenience, but also typically, not every day, but most days, by the end of the day, each one of the interviews, each one of the segments that we do, winds up being in an archive that you'll find. The easiest way to find them, especially if you know the name of the guest. And if you go to our Brain Trust and go to the alphabetical listing, we have the Brain Trust listed by category, but also by alphabet, and that's probably the quickest way. Go to the alphabetical listing and find the guest. Find the name of the guest that you have in mind. You wanted to listen to that interview again. You wanted to hear the website maybe that they gave out for themselves or for a resource that they're thinking about or whatever it might be. Go to that their position in our alphabetical listing of the Brain Trust. And most days by the end of the day, we'll have that done. The archive now. I'm talking about the clipped out 16, 18-minute interview without commercials. That's different from the replay. The replay is the full two-hour file, everything, you know, all in one file, and you can fast-forward or reverse it if you want to, rewind if you want to. But the archive is just that interview that you may want. And some days we don't get it done that day. Some days it's the next day, just depending. But we try to get it done as soon as possible, hopefully within not much more than 24 hours. But so check that out. And, for example, we had somebody to call in wanted to know about Friday's show. And Friday's show is probably still up in the replay, but I don't think it's been archived yet. But it will be by noon today. It should be archived. Okay, I want to come back and talk about, by the way, that website is jbsba.com, where you can find all that. I want to come back and talk about this thing about seeking excellence. One of the ways to seek excellence is, number one, to desire it. First, you have to desire to seek excellence. And I want you to understand the difference between perfection and excellence. Perfection doesn't exist. Perfection doesn't exist. In the world of humans, in this world that we live in, there is nothing is perfect. But things can be excellent. And I say nothing is perfect. Okay, maybe you can come up with some examples. But basically, it's, you know, it's not. Everything's, there's something a little bit wrong with everything. But in our business, don't try to be perfect, because you'll just create a casualty list if you try to be perfect. I've had people who accuse me of being a perfectionist. But it's because they didn't understand the difference between being a perfectionist and being and seeking excellence. What I say excellence is whatever I make, when I make it as good as it can be, with what, with the information that I have at the moment that I have to launch that, whatever it is, at the moment I have to deliver it, if I've done everything that I can do to make sure it's as good as it can be, with all the information that I could possibly muster. Now, I can't be lazy about this. I can't half do something. I've got to do it as good as I can do it. I've got to find out as much information as I can find out about it. I've got to work as hard as I can to make sure that it's good, that what I'm doing is a good result. And if I've done all of those things, and I have asked the opinions, I've asked the opinions of other people whose opinion I value, those loving mirrors I talked about, as Noah St. John calls them. If I've gotten some critical, some constructive criticism from others, and they've brought that into bear on what I'm working on, whatever it might be starting a new business, it might be growing the business to the next level, it might be hiring an employee, it might be working on an advertising campaign, it could be a lot of different things. If I've done all those things and I've had other people look at it, whatever it is I'm working on, and I've taken their constructive criticism seriously, and I didn't think of it as being them being, you know, being wrong, but that maybe what they have to say could blend with something I'm thinking about and make what I'm doing better, then I've got a much better chance. If I do all those things, I have a very good chance of creating what I call excellence. Excellence in whatever it is that you're doing. Excellence in selling, excellence in hiring, excellence in managing, excellence in the financial management of your business, excellence in living your life. I think you've got a much better chance of creating that kind of excellence. But remember, it's still not perfect, and I want to talk about that in just a minute, right after these messages. Tintel, stay with us. Back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. By the way, we figured out what happened with Dr. Rosalind Glickman, and just one of those technical difficulties. You know, technology is wonderful, but it doesn't always work. And so we got her rescheduled for a week from today. We're going to get her back on because I want her to be on the show. She's a great resource for us. But I want to continue our discussion about excellence, about seeking excellence. And I want you to realize that when I said earlier, I said nothing is perfect. I really, even though you might be able to find an example or two, you might identify something, some product that somebody made, but the truth is, really, in life, nothing is perfect. But excellence is as good as you can make it with what you know and what you've can find. You believe that you've done everything possible to make this excellent. Now, and for the moment, that is excellence for you. But you know what? There's always another level of excellence that happens when you learn more, when you find out something else. Remember the times that you've created something and you were so proud of it, and it was just wonderful. And it was just so good, and you actually had done something that was to the next level that nobody else had done, maybe. And then a week later or a year later, you look back on that and you realize that was that generation of excellence. You've learned some stuff. You found out some things. You've taken that excellence and you've road tested it, and you've worked out some bugs, and you found out there's a better way to make this. As long as you continue to seek excellence in whatever it is that you're doing, you will achieve excellence. But there's always something more that can be done. But the only way to get to that point is to invest time and energy and passion in that next generation of excellence. But for the moment, what you have is excellence. And I want you to be happy about that. I don't want you to say, well, I know this is good, but it's not as good as it could be. Well, okay, nothing can ever be as good as it could be. Everything is like that. So don't worry about that. Enjoy what you have. If you've done a good job, if you've done everything you can do with the resources that you have and with the information that you have, be happy with what you have for the time, but continue to invest energy and time and passion into that whatever it is, whether it be a hiring policy or a buying policy or a selling practice that you've got or a delivery route, whatever it might be. Try to realize that if you've done as well as you can do, that is your level of excellence. And continue to work on it and continue to create more excellence. Perfection is not something you're looking for. If you ever known anybody that always had ideas, but they never did do anything, they never did create anything, they had lots of ideas, they were always going to do this, they were always going to do that, but they never could quite pull the trigger. They never could actually, they had great ideas maybe, but they never actually made it happen. I'm going to propose that there were two things going on, one of two things going on. Number one, they might not have had the courage to pull the trigger. That's one thing. And one of the things about it, you can't be a small business owner. You can't be a successful small business owner if you don't have courage. But the other thing is, and this is quite possible that this might be the reason, it might be that they really are perfectionists. And you know what perfectionists do? Perfectionists are one of the biggest impediments to progress because they're always seeing something wrong with something instead of seeing something right about something. And as long as they can find something wrong, they're not going to do it. They're always going to say, well, what if I had this? What if I had that? Well, give yourself a break. Don't try to create perfection because you're not really ever going to be able to do that. But try to create excellence. Seek excellence in everything that you do. And one of the ways to do that, I'm going to come back to where I started. One of the ways you do that is by accepting the constructive critique of people who love you, people who understand you, and get that input from those folks and blend it into what you know. Don't do what they say. Blend what they say into what you know. Create excellence. Think about it. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, each and every one. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, hoping that you will seek excellence today. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.